many people think that the Maya went extinct, and they didn't. There are over 8 million Maya currently living in Guatemala, Belize, Yucatan, and central Mexico around Chiapas. The Mayan civilization lasted for 3,000 years. Now, America's just over 200 years old. So imagine America being 3,000 years old. There would be a lot that happened in America. There would be a lot of developments, a lot of ideas that would come and go, a lot of styles that would come and go over 3,000 years. And this indeed happened to the Mayan people. Their whole style of writing, their whole style of believing changed over that 3,000 years. And we are just now starting to appreciate how much the Maya contributed to our current world understanding and our economy. See, the Maya were the people who invented corn. So your cornflakes in the morning are from the Maya. They also invented tomatoes. So your bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, or your ketchup, came from the Maya. They were the ones who cultivated cacao, that is the base of chocolate. So all of your chocolate fixes came from the Maya. There are ways of weaving that the Maya invented that we still use today. They invented the number zero. Yes, I know that the Arabs had zero as well, but the Maya were the people on this continent who discovered the number zero. They were very, very scientific, with a spiritual bent to it. In other words, they were being scientists on behalf of understanding spiritual concepts or coming up with solutions for life here from looking at grander and grander scales of creation. So these guys, over 3,000 years, made very accurate observations of what happened in the sky and what happened on Earth. Then, what happened in the sky and what happened on Earth? And they had sacred books called the Popol Vuh, which were, I guess that they would be like theses or treaties, scientific treaties on causes and effects, on eclipses and on equinoxes and on shifts and shift points in time of consciousness that brought about changes in the environment and in how people treated one another. So the Maya are not a primitive people. They were not just little brown guys in the jungle making jugs. These guys came up with a freestanding arch that actually no one knows how they did it. We don't know how they built that because they didn't have the tools. The Maya didn't have the wheel, while Europeans and Chinese did, so sometimes people kind of look down on the Maya as being less technically advanced. Well, the Maya had the wheel. They used it in toys. They used it in their astrological projections. They used it in their sculpture. They used it in their architecture. They used donuts or round stones as bases for pillars. They certainly knew that the wheel rolled. But they were smart enough not to try to put it to use in their neighborhood. You see, the Yucatan Peninsula, if you've ever been there, is very, very flat in general, but very, very hilly or irregular when you get right down on the ground. There's rivulets, there's lots of rough ground. it's all kind of level, but it's rough, not flat. So you couldn't roll a wheel across it anyway. You'd have to build a road, which the Maya did, but they built them for walking on, and they didn't put carts or wagons to use on the roads. The roads actually were stones laid on top of sand, and they stretched for hundreds and hundreds of miles in every direction. But the Maya used canoes and underground rivers as highways, and they didn't use the rough terrain at the surface for their transportation. And once you got off one of the roads that they had built, you could only walk. They didn't have horses, they didn't have llamas, they didn't have any beasts of burden. So they carried whatever they were taking on their person. They carried it themselves. And as a matter of fact, if you go to Guatemala, in Guatemala there's only hills and mountains. They can't even build a railroad in Guatemala. We can't build one today because there's no flat enough ground. You'd have to build trestles and tunnels everywhere in order to build a railroad. So the wheel, using the wheel for transportation, just wasn't part of the, it wasn't conducive to where the Maya lived, and so they didn't use it. I think it was very wise on their part to hold their civilization to the level that the environment can handle. We might be well apprised to do some of that ourselves, eh? So the Maya were a very sophisticated, very knowledgeable race of people. They were the only people on this continent to come up with a language, a written language, and mathematics. And their mathematics were more sophisticated than ours. They counted to 20 instead of tens. So they were very facile with very big, big numbers. Huge numbers. Numbers that boggle our minds. One of their calendars, by the way, reaches back 16.4 billion years. It's billion. They were working with very, very large numbers in their astrological projections and their mathematics. So these guys were really dedicated scientists looking into the spiritual nature of life.